Regardless of what time period or what country he would have lived in, someone like Martin Luther was bound to cause some sort of trouble. Argumentative, bold, and with a self-righteous temper, Luther entered the church instead of pursuing law, as his parents had wished. Luther proceeded to attack what he saw as the flaws and the damnable sins of his colleagues in the church. Luther sought to reform the church. Reform. R-E-F-O-R-M. Luther sought to reform that church from the inside. Only later did he consider reforming a new church, apart from the Catholic Church, in what is now seen today as the beginning of the Protestant Reformation. Protestant Reformation, capital P-R-O-T-E-S-T-A-N-T, space, capital R-E-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. Please pay attention to capitalization. Lowercase c church is a building, uppercase c church is an organization. The topic that set Luther off and in effect began the Reformation was indulgences. I-N-D-U-L-G-E-N-C-E-S, indulgences. A local friar named Johann Tetzel began selling indulgences as a church fundraiser, in effect. Luther saw that this action focused on secular wealth and redeeming sins through what one does as opposed to what one believes. Luther felt that indulgences were a symbol of how the church had become corrupted away from Christ's true message. Luther felt that faith in Christ was everything. Regardless of how many good works one does for the church or for others, belief was the only essential qualification to earn salvation and enter heaven.